American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 1D. Hi, open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. Today, we're going to listen and learn about basic training in the United States Air Force. Basic training is the first step in military training. It includes both academic and physical training. During this time, young Air Force men and women learn about Air Force life. You will hear one part of a series of TV news reports about basic training. Before we begin, let's repeat some words, phrases, and sentences. Repeat. Reveille. Reveille. Repeat. Reveille is the call to soldiers to get out of bed. Reveille is the call to soldiers to get out of bed. Repeat. Linen. Linen. Repeat. Bed linen refers to bed sheets. Bed linen refers to bed sheets. Now, look at Figure 2. There are two words or phrases in each item. You will hear only one of them. Circle the word or phrase you hear. Listen.
Get him out of here real quick. Real quick.
It's 5 a.m. Reveille has sounded, and the airmen trainees have less than 5 minutes to assemble outside.
They're waiting for you at Reveille downstairs right now, Anderson, not tomorrow. You better do it.
By 5:04, the airmen are outside. All are accounted for. There's just enough time for a quick tune, then it's back to work.
Hey, nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force.
Two people on the bed.
It's linen exchange day, and every day the dorm gets a good cleaning. These young men are a team, and their training instructor never misses a chance to remind them.
I will see two airmen per bed. I better not see just one airman. You better be working with a buddy.
You have to get motivated. If you don't get motivated at 5 o'clock, they'll be on you all day.
It's just another morning in a basic trainee's life. For 6 weeks, they'll go through this. 93% will make it to graduation. This year, about 38,000 young men and women are trained here.
The quality of our young people we're getting has never been better in my career. 99.5% high school graduates, roughly double the aptitude scores they need to get in the Air Force.
And repairing the high-tech gear of the Air Force is not on these airmen's minds right now. They're just interested in getting through the first hour of the day.
We're supposed to be at breakfast now.
It's just before 6 now, the second assembly of the day. Finally, time for breakfast, but not before another gentle reminder from the training instructor.
Do not guess. You will not guess. You will use your AT-01 so that you will ensure that your area is properly displayed.
After breakfast, there will be many more chores, cleaning up the barracks, then off for a little class time, and perhaps some marching. They really do more in the morning than most people do all day.
I occasionally get accused of running a country club out here. A wimpy training, they call it.
Well, it's not exactly a country club, but it has definitely gave me a new outlook on life.
And recruits like Angela Willis have given the military a new outlook on its future. 20% of all new Air Force recruits are now women. Tomorrow night, we'll take a look at how that is changing what goes on here at basic training.
Now listen and check your answers.
We gotta get down for Reveille!
get him out of here real quick. Real quick.
It's 5 a.m. Reveille has sounded, and the airmen trainees have less than 5 minutes to assemble outside.
Number one is trainees. Repeat, trainees. Trainees. Listen.
They're waiting for you at Reveille downstairs right now, Anderson, not tomorrow. You better do it!
Number two is downstairs. Repeat, downstairs. Downstairs. Listen.
By 5:04, the airmen are outside. All are accounted for. There's just enough time for a quick tune, then it's back to work.
Number three is back to work. Repeat, back to work. Back to work. Listen.
You have to get motivated. If you don't get motivated at 5 o'clock, they'll be on you all day.
Number four is motivated. Repeat, motivated. Motivated. Listen.
It's just another morning in a basic trainee's life. For 6 weeks, they'll go through this. 93% will make it to graduation. This year, about 38,000 young men and women are trained here.
Number five is graduation. Repeat, graduation. Graduation. Listen.
The quality of our young people we're getting has never been better in my career. 99.5% high school graduates, roughly double the aptitude scores they need to get in the Air Force.
Number six is double. Repeat. Double. Double. Listen.
And repairing the high-tech gear of the Air Force is not on these airmen's minds right now. They're just interested in getting through the first hour of the day.
Number seven is right now. Repeat. Right now. Right now. Listen.
It's just before 6 now, the second assembly of the day. Finally, time for breakfast, but not before another gentle reminder from the training instructor.
Do not get...
Number 8 is assembly. Repeat. Assembly. Assembly. Listen.
After breakfast, there will be many more chores, cleaning up the barracks, then off for a little class time, and perhaps some marching. They really do more in the morning than most people do all day.
Number nine is barracks. Repeat. Barracks. Barracks. Listen.
And recruits like Angela Willis have given the military a new outlook on its future. 20% of all new Air Force recruits are now women. Tomorrow night, we'll take a look at how that is changing what goes on here at basic training.
Number 10 is future. Repeat, future. Future. Now, look at figure 3. Listen to a question, and then choose the sentence that best answers it. Circle A, B, or C. Question number 1. What does the training instructor want Anderson to do? Listen and select the answer.
It's 5 a.m. Reveille has sounded, and the airmen trainees have less than 5 minutes to assemble outside.
They're waiting for you at Reveille downstairs right now, Anderson, not tomorrow. You better do it!
The answer is letter B. Question number 2. What does the TI tell the airmen they had better be doing? listen, and select the answer.
It's Linen Exchange Day, and every day the dorm gets a good cleaning. These young men are a team, and their training instructor never misses a chance to remind them.
I will see two airmen per bed. I better not see just one airman. You better be working with a buddy.
The answer is letter C. Question number 3. What does the airman say?
You have to get motivated. If you don't get motivated at 5 o'clock, they'll be on you all day.
The answer is letter C. Question number 4. How does the officer feel about the quality of the airman recruits?
The quality of our young people we're getting has never been better in my career. 99.5% high school graduates, roughly double the aptitude scores they need to get in the Air Force.
The answer is letter A. Question number 5. How does the trainee feel about basic training?
Colin.
Well, it's not exactly a country club, but it has definitely gave me a new outlook on life.
The answer is letter B. Now, look at figure 4. Listen to a question, then choose the correct number. Choose A, B, or C. Question number 1. What time are all the airmen outside?
By 5:04, the airmen are outside. All are accounted for. There's just enough time for a quick tune. Then it's back to work.
The answer is letter B. Number 2. How long does Air Force basic training last?
It's just another morning in a basic trainee's life. For 6 weeks, they'll go through this. 93% will make it to graduation. This year, about 38,000 young men and women will train here.
The answer is letter C. Question number 3. What percentage of Air Force recruits are high school graduates?
The quality of our young people we're getting has never been better in my career. 99.5% high school graduates, roughly double the aptitude scores they need to get in the Air Force.
The answer is letter A. Question number 4. What percentage of all new Air Force recruits are women?
And recruits like Angela Willis have given the military a new outlook on its future. 20% of all new Air Force recruits are now women. Tomorrow night we'll take a look at how that is changing what goes on here at basic training.
The answer is letter A.
Now look at figure 5. You will hear the paragraph only once. Listen carefully and write each of the missing words. Every new Air Force recruit must go through basic training. In the U.S. Air Force, basic training, or BASIC, is done at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Air Force BASIC lasts several weeks and consists of both academic and physical training. Most young recruits do not enjoy basic training as they experience it. Years later, however, most Air Force members will tell you that they have good memories of their weeks in basic training. Most wish they were young enough to do it again. Listen and check your answers. Number one is training. T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G. Number two is at. A-T. Number three is lasts. L-A-S-T-S. Number four is of. O-F. Number five is training. T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G. Number six is enjoy. E-N-J-O-Y. Number seven is experience. E-X-P-E-R-I-N-C-E. Number eight is most. M-O-S-T. Number nine is you. Y-O-U. Number ten is memories. M-E-M-O-R-I-E-S. Number 11 is basic. B-A-S-I-C. You can see the complete paragraph on the answer page for this tape.
This is the end of tape 1D, book 27.